few things in the sugya. I don't think I haven't really finished the sugya 100%. Please, we'll touch on a few points, not necessarily kesedron. So towards the end of the sugya, the more talks about the shaila of hefsek between the bracha and the achila. The more introduces that the sicha was the union of the worm from love. So it's not considered a hefsek. This din is all the miyavid. So I once had the occasion to eat with somebody who bedafka would not have the salt on the table. So he could ask for the salt after the amotzi to show that he knows the halacha. It's not a hefsek if you ask for the salt after the amotzi. So I pointed out to him that Ramos says the chachila lo yafsek klal. It's not the chachila. So it's a chakava thing to know that you know the halacha, but it's more chakava than actually know that Ramos also says that you're not supposed to do that the chachila. Yeah. Okay. Now, it's probably better to say you can please pass it. I mean, you don't have to say please. The chayish b'mayit in the words. Yeah. Now. But now, it's number one. Number two, it's a fairish in the Shulchan Aruch that our pas, which is pas tekiya, you don't need to have salt. So the mile of having salt together with the pas is only when it's not pas naki, or if there is salt in the bread, the chavchila, there's no mile of having salt. So this whole dinner asking for salt doesn't apply to our bread. Now the Mishmar does bring the Magen Ram brings in Sifkat Tezvav that the Kazam Kabbalah Metalva Prusas Habtzia Bemelach. So that you're supposed to dip it. So Alpi Kabbalah, there isn't, you know, Kabbalistically to dip it. Actually, when Mishmar brings down, it's three times. So if you want to be nagal pikabalo, so you would have to dip it three times. It's not halacha dafkan dipping. It's not halacha. I mean, you could put salt down and then dip it. It'll be dafkan kli. But
is that really in the first
bite? The first bite, yeah. The prusas amoytzi should go. The prusas apsiya should go in the melo. But that's a really a separate issue. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Ramos says that even though we do not need, so in Sif Hey it says. Or you don't want to have salt, ain't sorak lahamtin. So there's no need to wait for salt. Because the Mechaber says, lo yivatei ha'achivi ulefanav ha'melech ulifta. Because it's mechubad to wait, eat it with its more geshmak. So you should wait for the salt. But if past the kiyah, or it has salt in it already, you don't need to wait.
The person wants salt anyways.
Well, I'm going to get to that. But now the Mechaber does add, the Ramah does add, Mechabokah mitzvah lahavi ala shulchan melech, kanim shiyivitzoya, there's the need of having salt on the table, not that you put on your bread, is because a kol karban kol takriv melech, so the chil is like a korban, and the shulchan is bech, you should have salt on the table, which means even though you don't have to put on the bread, you should have on the table. And he brings, who megin mina peronius. So that's the Tosfos over here says it's Megan and Peronius. So the Medrash says, so what's the Medrash? Tosfos brings over here the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael is waiting for everybody to wash, and they're not doing any mitzvahs, so the salt is Mekatreg, so the Bris Melech is Megan. So you have to have the salt on the table before you go to wash. Because the point is the salt is sitting there while you're washing. Everybody's washing, you're waiting, so bring the salt right before Hadmoitzi is not the point. It should be on the table up front. Okay. Now, this din, and it's not considered a hefsek. So in a case where you're supposed to use salt because it's covered a bracha, it should be tasty, and it's not so tasty as is, right? So that's clear in the more that that's not considered a hefsek. But the Maisa, the Gemara goes through different stages of what's not considered a hefsek. The Gemara says that, you know, Tol Baruch, he says, you know, give somebody a piece. That's not tzarech suda be'etzem, The more they make sure he, according to the Rambam, he says give him a mona. It means make sure he gets a portion, not even the bread. It means don't forget to serve ploini. That's not because it's tzarech hasuda. It's not considered a hefsek. So in the bidyavid, a person would want to have salt, even not because even if it's salty, he likes having more salt. He for that, but that's not mikra din. But that's for him. That's a milah. So the car wouldn't be a hefsek bidyavid. Obviously, it's not lechatchila. That's the right way to do it. It's not the right way to do that. Now the. So it says, Lo Yosiach, so the Magen Rambam points out, so at what point are you allowed to speak? So based on what you had before, that the sugya, that just chewing something without swallowing it is not mechayev bracha, so means the chalos of bracha is not chal till you eat, till you swallow. So therefore he says, it comes out that this shouldn't be Messiah. It doesn't help to put it in your mouth and chew it, you have to swallow it. But then he brings from the Shloah, that the Shloah says if a person put it in his mouth and he was loyous it, then he spoke even before he swallowed, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. So the Bagan Rama asks him that din, and which is brought down in Resh Yud, you know, the din of Matemis, with Tzarchian. So he obliges Tzarchian he finds the Shloah's din, the Chara is strange, because the Chara is no din bracha on that. So you have to say that the Shloah holds, even though there's no din bracha on just being Tayyim, that's when you're being Tayyim and you plan to spit it out. But if you're being time with intention to swallow, there's the bracha is chal even b'shas the teima, even before you swallow it. So maybe the bracha was chal, so it's not a hefsek anymore if you speak afterwards. Good. The dogam of over here in Kusam of Zion, the Magen Rum introduces an idea that you shouldn't speak until after you eat a kazayas. There's the din b'tzi is mechayiv that you should eat a kazayas, which we'll talk about. I want to talk about Hilchos Pesach a little bit by eating the mitzi matzah. So we have two kazayas, and one of them is mitzad the birchos hamotzi, the shalas. So in Tuf Ayin Hay, it's the way the Torah says, the Rishonim say, and the Torah says, and the Shulchan Aruch follows that, is you say a moitzi on one of the matzahs, you say al-chilas matzah, and the other one of the matzahs, I'm going to want to get back to that later in the year and talk about the why and the what, but, and then you have to eat kazayas from each one, because you have to, there's an Indian saying a kazayas mitzad the moitzi, and a kazayas mitzad the al-chilas matzah. So Magen Rum over there in Hilchos Pesach, and then Magen Rum over here says, you see from that din, there's a din of eating kazayis when you say amoitzi. Right? Which is interesting, is the shaila is why. I mean, we know that you have to say a bracha, every bracha is required, even if you eat a kazayis. Any amount that you eat, you have a chiyuv to say a bracha. So mitzad the din of saying a moitzi, even a mashu was enough. So why are we saying that you have to eat a kazayas? So the Dogam Revolver says the minig is not like this, but it would seem to him, based on what the point the Magen Rambam is saying, is that which you consider everything else in the suda is considered a tuffle to the pass, is because you're kaveh suda on a kazayas a pass. So once you kaveh suda on the kazayas a pass, everything else is tuffle to the pass. So you have a chiv to be kaveh suda. L'chadchil, you have to chiv to eat a kazayas right away without being mafsik in order to be kaveh the suda on the kazayas a pass. And then you shouldn't speak until then. So we spoke about this once. If a person eats less than a kazayas, so obviously with halachas he doesn't bench. He says a brachas achronus based on the foods that he ate. What about brachas rishonus? Can you say that there are tuffles of the past and it's less than a kazayas, and therefore the bracha rishonim you don't need, just bracha achronim you need, or it could be, if they don't have kazayas, it's not even tuffle mitzad at the beginning of the meal, so you need a bracha rishonim on all the other foods. So we spoke about that Mishamura was not klor machri on that, but Ramosha was machri on the maisa that the person would not be yotze. You have to eat brachas rishonim and all of the other foods if he eats less than a kazayas. So obviously, then it would be appropriate that a person eats a kazayas right away, order to make sure that he doesn't have that suffix. Okay. That's where this Dagmar Rabbah has come along and saying that there seems to be this some svara that if you want to be kaveya, the meal is nikva al shem of the past. It could be eating a kavias. From that din over there, there's a din of eating a kazayas. He said hamotzi. You make hamotzi even less than a kazayas. That's the perish din that we saw. But this din that you're being kaveya the suda on pass, and therefore everything else is tough until the pass, would require seemingly the eating a kazayas of pass up front. He says the minhag is not like that. So it's like the chalois bracha is on the kazayas. He says, and once you because the bracha is chal on the kazayas, we're looking at the shame hamotzi is this whole first kazayas that you ate. Right? That's what it seems to be. Now over here in the sugya in Tosis, let's go back to over here to Tofai and Hay. I mean, back over here to Pesach, right? The Tosis has this suffix of Mor says Kol Moedim, that when you have that by Pesach, you take the prusa with the shleiman together, and you say the bracha, right? So Tosis introduces a question of Enos Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. So therefore, you're making two brachas. You're making a bracha of Hamoitzi. You're making a bracha of alachilas matzah. You should make the two brachas on the two different items, because they know it's mitzvah chavilas. The Tosis then introduces maybe you don't say chavilas by berachas and the hanin. At the bottom, Tosis on Lama Tesim Abayis. So Tosis says that so you manicha prusa tachas shleima and manicha mitzayla prusa. Chomok ain't the tzaykim ala shleima. Well, prusa yivorech alachilas matzah, and then you eat mishtem yachad keshei nira kibetzei al prusa v'chein a minute. But don't do both in the same thing because it's chavilas. So then Tosis says the nira li, whoever the nira li of Tosis is, he says no, it's brichas and henin. It's not called chavilas. You say the kiddush, you make the bracha of the kiddush and the brichas of the yain on the same kais. It's not a problem of chavilas. The Ben Menachem was that he said everything on the prusa. And then the Re was he would make a bracha the brachas mitzvah al shteim kadem she mitzaya, and then bracha al chilas matzah mitzaya mishteim zachavilis because he was ois al shteim, right? Sometimes the Re would try to avoid the shilas. So Tosis seems to be that the minig is the Tosis says v'chena minig. The minig is that we're chayshes for chavilas. By motzi matzah, that's the minhag. Tosis says arguably that's not true, and I have other ways of how to do it. But the maysa, he's masking that the minhag is that we're concerned about chavilas, therefore we make the bracha of the hamotzi and the bracha of the alachilas matzah on two different matzahs. Okay, now, so fine, so the and so. You say the hamotzi on the shleima, and you say the chilas matzah on the prusa. But in order that should be, and you're betzeir from the shleima for hamotzi, and you're not betzeir from the prusa for hamotzi. But since you have the prusa there, it looks as if you're being betzeir from both of them, and therefore you have a shema lechamoni mitzad that as well. So that you sort of like make this pshara. But in halacha, it takes it a step weiter. It's brought down in Hillel's Pesach. It doesn't stop there. It says, "Vachakach yivetzei mi'ashlema mehal yonim ha'prusa mishtem b'yachad." And the Yerchlam Behaseva Beyachad Kazayis Mikol Echad. So you eat a Kazayis from each one. So why do you eat Kazayis from each one? Because you're eating Kazayis Mitzad, the Prusas Hamoitzi, you eat Kazayis Mitzad, Alachilas Matzah. So Magram says, the Gam Prusas Moitzi Tzarch Kazayis. became mashal b'tur. By mashal k'sav, they said mikupas amazayin and sivkot and zayin. That there's din of eating k'zayis mitzat prusas amotzi, which means this mitzvah of saying the birchas. So Tosfos is telling me that in the minig which we follow, we look at birchas the birchas amotzi is a mitzvah that we're doing. It's not just birchas and hanan, and it's a matir. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to say birchas amotzi before you eat. So I'm doing a mitzvah, and you're doing a mitzvah on the bread. The bread is now the chefs of the mitzvah, the same birchas and hanan. So I'm doing the mitzvah saying birchas amotzi. I'm doing a mitzvah of saying alachilas matzah and eating matzah. So you should use a different matzah, or different kazayis for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, as opposed to the mitzvah of eating a kazayis of the hamotzi. So it's interesting lashon that it's taking it beyond. It's just also kviyas surah. The reason why you eat a kazayis is because when you make a hamotzi, you did a mitzvah, and the ikar mitzvah is chal on a kazayis. The kiyum of the mitzvah of eating hamotzi is by eating a kazayis. So I'm doing the mitzvah of eating hamotzi. I'm doing the mitzvah of eating matzah. So I do two different kazayis for two different things. So Bir Lochel says, "What is that? Where does this come from?" Right? There's a Bir Lochel over there in Tafayin Hay. He says this two kazayim thing is like is partially very difficult to understand. That he said, "You eat kazayis to call echod." I mean, a prusa bavari sar kazayis because you made a chilas matzah and you have to eat a kazayis. Prusa moitzi l'kaim the moitzi mevorach and I feel a mash possible kazayis because so he says so why are we eating a kazayis? See, he says he brings the time of the Magen Avraham. He says that we don't find anywhere such a halacha. He says, fine. Next step. So he says, I'll give you a different reason. Which the nice academy over here suggests a different reason. So Tosis has it that we say Hamotzi on the Shlema, and we say Elachilas Matzah on the Prusa. Lechemoni is what you're making the mitzvah with. The lechemoni is the prusa, so you say achilas matzah, which is the mitzvah of eating matzah, on the prusa, and you eat the prusa. Right? That's what the Torah brings. That the Gaonim said, no. You said the moitzi on the prusa. You say achilas matzah on the shleima. So that the correct way to say it is that the moitzi is said on the prusa. Why? So, how many matzahs do you need the night of the Seder? So we have three matzahs. We have two for Lecha Mishnah, and we have one for which we use the prusa for the Kiyama Mitzvah, right? Also Lecha Moini. The Rif says you only have two matzahs. He says that the din of, even though there's a din of Lecha Mishnah, that normally Shabbos and Yantot needs Lecha Mishnah, the pasuk Lechemoni tells me that since the Derech Moni is a prusa over here, the way you're mekayim Lechemishna is by having one and a half. Because the Derech of the Oni is that he doesn't use the full thing. He doesn't. So that's goof of the din of Lechemoni. So the Rif says, and the Rambam says like that, the Grof Pasuk is like that. You only have two matzahs, the Shleim and a prusa. The Rosh over there in Pesachim disagrees. And he says, no, the reason why the Mor brought the memra of Lechemishna right afterwards is to say that don't think when I tell you that you have prusa in the shleima that you just have a prusa in the shleima. There's a din of lechem lishna. So you have to have you have to have the second shleima besides. That's how the Rosh understands the Hemshech Gemor. But in the world of the Rif, that the Rif says so we do like the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch brings us you do like the Rosh. The Beis Yosef Machria like the Rosh that. The Torah is Machriel at the Rosh, but he says Machriel at the Rosh, so we have two matzahs besides the Prusa. But in the world of the Rif, that there's Lechem Arni is a Hafko on the Lechem Mishnah of the whole year. That's not a din mitzad mitzvah matzah. That's a din mitzad lechem mishnah. The bread that you eat for Pesach, the bread that you eat for Pesach, is a prusa. So the Gadim said that the hamoitzi goes on the prusa. That's the whole point. That instead of saying hamoitzi, sitting down to a meal and saying hamoitzi on a full loaf, you're going to say your moitzi on a limited amount because you're an oni. So the din lechem oni is a beer in how you're eating your bread for on this yom tov. So Mela, the hamotzi goes on the prusa. So why do you say achilas matzah on the shleima? Because they know it's a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. So you can't say both on the same one. So you end up using the shleima. You say the bracha. That's the cheshbon according to the Gaon. What? Well, that's clear in the Gemara that you do a prusa and a shleima. So the shaila is why is the prusa shleima? I don't know. It's a good question. Right. That's what Tosfos says.
Right. See, that makes a lot of sense.
The Gemara was saying, the Torah came along and said that the mitzvah is to eat lechem oni, but what defines it as oni compared to all the rest of the year that you have a normal Yom Shleima, instead you have a prusa. Every day of the year when I eat, I don't eat off the mitzvah. I eat it off because I'm hungry. And so the Pesach, when you're hungry, you're sitting down to enjoy your mitzvah. Don't allow yourself to have full enjoyment. You're only eating partially. So it's a din in how to eat bread. So that's the hamotzi. That's what the gardeners say. So the second half of the then they accept this minig that it's not appropriate to mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So well, you have to have a second matzah. Now, why you doing it on a shleima as opposed to prusa? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. So the Taz and the Tur says, so since we don't know which one's which, so you need a kazayis from both of them. So if you have to need a kazayis, we tell the one you're being mekayim, the mitzvah rechilas matzah. So if the shleim is the one, according to the garden, that's the one using rechilas matzah, you have to need a kazayis from that. If the prus is the one rechilas matzah, you have to need a kazayis from that. So we have to need two kazayisim, because we don't know which one we're being mekayim, the mitzvah rechilas matzah from.
How about if you're not eating the kazayis from either of them?
What?
Okay,
we'll get to that. Okay, so we'll get to that. Now the Mishnah Berurah, on that cheshbon, so that's why we eat a kazayis for each one of them. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. This Magen Avraham, there's a din of kazayis, mitzad hamotzi. We're not knowing that bakal, so why put pesach on that? We're not like that. The Magen Avraham says it over here, and he says it also in Kufa Samazayim, but the Magen says, the minute is not like that. You're right, we should do that, but we don't. We should be eating a kazayis after a moitzi, they shade over here, but we don't. Which means we're not knowing any time of the year that a moitzi is mechayev a kazayis. So say the reason why you need two kazayis is because of a matzah, achilas matzah, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore the Magen Avraham says there's other hesber, and the Taz and the Torah already said it, that because of the sophic. He says, but that is... I only have one kazayis at the end of the day between the two of them. My yotze the mitzvah, of course, my yotze the mitzvah, right? This din of enos mitzvah chavilas, can I be yotze? How far do you take enos mitzvah chavilas? Right. So I should say hamotzi on one piece of bread, and I say alchilas matzah, a different piece of bread, right? So. Fine. So we said the brachas. I said two different things. You don't say both brachas are one thing. That's klar in the Gemara. You don't use one kais for kiddush and for something else, except if it's all me'ain one type of. So the Motzi Shabbos Yom Tov was Motzi Shabbos. The Mora says, how can you say kiddush and Abdullah on one kais? Mora says it's me'ain kedusha achas. So that's not called chavilas. But theoretically, that should go into the sugya of chavilas. You cheapskate you. You're not willing to get a second kais for your Abdullah, right? Okay, so I shouldn't say the two brachas on the same piece of bread. Well, let's say I want, but I have a din, I have to eat a kazayis. I want to use one kazayis for both of them. Can I do that? So it's more from the way the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't say, speak out explicitly. He says that's not called chavilus chavilus. Doesn't say why. Just it's an underlying assumption in the Bir Halacha that's not called that's not a problem of chavilus chavilus. He says he holds the mikra then that you really can eat one kazayis. You know, you're betzayer from both of them a little bit, and you eat a kazayis together. And for sure, but he ever yurts with that. He says what. He doesn't divide it. So I saw that Rosenthal and Megillah Sefer sell suits to Chuvah Ramosha, and that he says he's handling the Gemara discusses the halacha of the Gemara Moed Katan, why you're not allowed to marry Ein Nosin Noshim B'Moed, right? So the law is you can't do nesuin during Chol HaMoed. So one number says this is semata b'chagecha will be ishtucha. So it's din. You can't. The more says other swaras, etc. The more doesn't say chavilas chavilas. You know, why does the more say you can't marry because you're doing the mitzvah of celebrating in Chol HaMoed and you're in the midst of marrying somebody? It's chavilas chavilas. So the more doesn't say that. So he goes through different reason but why he suggests why that should be it is doing for them. He says the chain circle of this is in Kupetes or Chaim Chelikal Kupetes. The heck of the oyster maisa acha shemachuyev la soisa mishtad say mitzvahs kikon simcha shenosu b'moyed shemachuyev la soisa bein mitzad achag bein mitzad anasuan. Lo shach lesu mitzad anasuan chavilas chavilas. One maisa which fulfills two things is not called chavilas chavilas. Many times he says you have one maisa which has multiple reasons why you're doing it. That's not called chavilas chavilas. So where is chavilas chavilas? Where does it apply? I have two mice in my mechuyev to do. I'm mechuyev to say a bracha of kiddush. I'm mechuyev to say a bracha of havdalah. So the Gemara says, excuse me, what are you doing over here? Right? Why are you lumping them both in the same case? Right? So I have two different things I have to do. And then I want to use one emsoy for both of them. That's so mitzad, I have a mitzvah to say a bracha of a moitzi. So I should use a matzah for that. I have a mitzvah to say a bracha of alachilas matzah. I should use a different matzah for that. I have a halacha that I have to eat a kazayis to fulfill my mitzvahs. The kazayis which I use for a moitzi and the kazayis which I use for alachilas matzah can be the same kazayis. There's no din I have to do kazayis. Mitzad, I have an alachilas with kazayis. Is a valid way to mekayim achiyah prusas moitzi, and it's a valid way to mekayim ma'idim alachilas matzah. So that's not too ma'isim. That doesn't have a problem with chavilas chavilas. So betzim, you can eat one kazayis. Where do we find chavilas chavilas halacha l'maisa? The more it talks about it, saying on a practical example, chavilas chavilas. Shebrachas, we use two cases for Shebrachas. We don't use the same case for both of them.
No,
I can't make two brachas on the same thing. Right? That's, I'm using the same case for both. I want to know if I want to drink, can I drink? I could drink one drinking, the Rosh is saying, because the kiyum of the mitzvah of, but the mitzvah, the hiskaibus of using a case, I can't use the same case for both. The Mor says it, being mashkat shtei soitas of asachas.
Two brachas on the same case.
Right. The more it talks, you can't be mashkat both curses, both soitas for one curse. The more it says, I'm going to mount two. I want to make one bracha of the shaila in the poskim chokas toisus in the Rambam. I have two children to mount. Can I make one bracha of alamila for both of them? Which I say, said bracha alamila for each one of them. We hold preferably you should not bring both tinokas b'bas achas. It's like sort of like two for the price of one. That's so you bring one child and you do the meal, and you bring another second child and you do the meal because ain't no such chavilas chavilas. Shoshkita there. One bracha for shkita for both things, that's one question, but the you shouldn't do two shkita basachas either. Fine. So, that's what Mishabura says. So that really mikra din, he holds it. But the mice of we're knowing the mishmeres masa and the mice of the minig is like the mechaber says that you eat a kazais from each one of them. You eat a kazais from the either because that you can't, you have to each one's mechaber's own kazais, or because not like we're saying right now, or because each one is the suffix of the mitzvah. So it's the mitzvah of achilas matzah from here or from here. Smell each one eat a kazais. That's a din derabbanan. It's in the Rabbanu. So in the Rabbanu, you can use smaller kazaisim. We're not choshes for niskat no ashurim. Niskat no abeim. So the first night of Pesach, which is the subject of rice, so you have to use the larger shear. So that's that. Rabbi Feinstein is called Derby Haggadah says, this din Rabbanu, how you do it exactly, these are din the Rabbanu, what the bracha is called, and about a year, any matzah you eat, you're to the mitzvah. Right? So, but I have to eat a larger share because it's count obey it. Meanwhile, I'm eating a piece from each one of them because of the suffix. So I can use all of that. Those can be the same thing. So my two little pieces end up being one big piece, and I have my share the rice, the suffix the rice, the share of kazayis. Okay, what about everybody else sitting there? So so what about the second night, he says? So the second night, it's a drabonon. So there's a steer and a psuk and promosha. In the second night, do you have to be machmer in the larger shear or not? What's the shayla? The curse of the rabbanon. But what's the mitzvah? What's the din the rabbanon? The din the rabbanon is to be knowing as if this is the din the rice. The din the rabbanon was once upon a time they didn't know which one night was the night of Pesach. They weren't sure and they kept two nights misafik the rice. So they were being knowing as if it's a rice. The minute the rabbanon is to be knowing as if it was a deraisa, so you have to eat a larger shear. Or you say, no, the maisa nowadays it's a derabbanon, so you use the smaller shear. So Reb David Feinstein brings in his Haggadah that he says that you can use a smaller shear. But they are other sources from Shem and Rosh and Rosh says that you should use a larger shear. Okay, but he says, okay, if you use a smaller shear, so the person who's is running the Seder, he's eating from the Ka'ara. So he has this din of eating two kazaisa. But everybody else is not eating. If you're not eating from the kara, so stam that two kazaisa, it's the rabban. You can use the smaller shear. Elamai what? But you're supposed to eat. You're not eating from the kara anyway. You're not eating from the top, you're from the bottom. You're eating from other matzah sitting from the box. So eat a smaller kazaisa. So this din the second night, he said, would come out according to this cashman. The only person who has to eat the larger shear would be the person who's the person who's being Erech the Seder. He used the law of Hachar piece. Then he brings from Moshe and said, no. Then Moshe said that that's everybody's supposed to eat from the Kara. So what you should do is everybody should have their own Kara, their own matzahs. They don't have to have the whole Kara, but they have to have their own matzahs. Well, you can't afford everybody to have their own matzahs, but you can split it up. But, you know, in one matzah, the Shurim Drabbanan, you can get a few because Shurim Drabbanan out of it. So every two or three people you have. You have somebody who has their own three matzahs, and they'll use those matzahs and they'll split it up amongst them. To every shall get from the shlema and from the prusa, and that should be the right way to do it. So minigar was not like. So in the Moshe dish over here, so that's what Robert Feinstein brings in his called Odi Haggadah from Moshe, and he sounds like he did like that Lamaisa. That's what he did. So over here in the Moshe dish, they bring. Afterwards, he says, "V'chein das tzigan Rabbi Yashiv." And he came cause of the shuvas arletzi and received Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. V'chein das v'nissen karelitz. Right, so okay, they bring that paragraph first. Then he brings the Shlomo Zalman and says, "No, that after chachila, you don't need to do that. They eat a little piece from the shlema, and which is what we do." And then he gets about an interesting question. So where's the starting point? Where's the Moshe coming from? So we spoke about this a little bit last week. When you're Betzeya, what's the proper procedure of Betzeya? So you're Betzeya and you give out to everybody. So some people, what they do is they take the challah, they cut it, take a piece for themselves, and they go back and they cut some more pieces. So that's not the right way to do it. The Moshe says what you do is you're supposed to be Betzeya from the challah, a large piece, and from that piece you give everybody. So that applies to the night of the Seder also. That's Ramosha's argument. And you're supposed to, and it says over there, you're supposed to each give a person a kazayas from that. From the psiyah. No, I'm saying, so so Shavuos, you know, so my wife makes this nice big challah. So where the Ramah understands that you cut a big hunk off, which is enough to give everybody a kazayis, and then you give each person a kazayis from that piece, which is what I do. Right? You know, right? So now, are you mechivin machmir, the biggest shear in a kazayis? You know, maybe you want to argue the Rechaim Velosh in a shear of kazayis, you know, that the kazayis is this big? Okay, maybe, you know, arguably. But that the Ramah's lesson, you give each person a kazayis from that thing. That's where Moshe is coming from when he says, so that applies to the night of the Seder also. So Shlomo Zalman says on that, he says, that's a mile, it's not a ma'akev that I'm a chuyiv, I can't use other matzahs, etc. But the ma'isa, so the problem with, you know, once upon a time the matzahs, first of all, you see the approach of halacha to the size of kazayis was not as big as our kazayis. That's solid. But they used to have thicker matzahs. You could get a lot, a few kazayis out of a matzah. If you go with a small, even, we cheshmed out, you know, that one round matzah with the smaller shurma of kazaysim, you can get five kazaysim out of a matzah. You know, so it's, what? Good, so you have one or two people have the karas, so you know, so you can have matzahs, you can do that. He says, even the children, Moshe says, even the children should get, you know, like, it's a wild din, you know, nobody does it. I mean, nobody does it. Rav Dovid Feinstein is very clear from the language he's talking about that that's how he did it, you know. It would be the same Shiloh, yeah, look her. But. Is there something about the Hakra on the child? I know that in the good in Baltimore, Rav Heinemann, the second day, you understand, he follows the Rabbanan Zman. Right? And the first day, he holds 72 minutes. Second day, he holds 50 minutes, whatever he holds. You know, yeah. It's Kamat, the only place I know that does that. You know, almost all yeshivas, they keep the same Zman for the first day and the second day.
No, it wasn't
the Rabbanan. The only Rabbanan only started once. It was no longer a suffix, the Raisa. When they were in Kadosh Alpiria, and I'm sitting in Belleville, I had no idea when Pesach was. It was a real suffix, so I had to be machmer because it was suffix. Bisman of the Gemara, the time of Hillel. That would continue to Zman of Gomorrah, right? At one point, they started being, they were Kaveh, instead of being Mekadosh Alpiria, they were Mekadosh, they set in place a calendar. That was a Hillel Sheni. That wasn't until about halfway through the Zman of Gomorrah. So now why are we keeping 2 days? We know what it is. Meaning, I was headed to be a day. That's the Lashon of the Gomorrah. But the Rishonim explained. In the sugya, minig shemar yedeh doesn't mean it's time of minig. It means there's the kanas chazal to keep the minig. So this is the shaila: is there din of lechem on yom tov sheni? It's all the same shaila. What was the tekana? The tekana was to keep it as if it's a summit deraisa. So on the first day there's a din of lechem. So the second day there's also a din of lechem. Or no, this is the rabbanon. So there's no din of lechem with the rabbanon. Right, that calls the achlis into that shaila. How do you look at a yantar sheni? Do we deal with it as a you know, the Mishnah Berurah talks about lechara shemim mutzer amir la'akim a yantar sheni shus to shus a malka mitzvah. No, it's a deraisa. We don't deal with a drabani. You deal with a deraisa. The minhag wants to keep us if it's a deraisa. No, every shus is a shus to shus. I want to ask the guy to do a malacha deraisa, but yantav is drabanan and we're lacking drabanan. I can do shus to shus. I can do shus on Shabbos also malka mitzvah. But I should argue on yantav sheni there's no lois from your lakum because the yantav is drabanan and your lakum is drabanan. By definition, I asked the guy to go and build a house for me. It's a malacha deraisa, but it's shus to shus. What? At Malkum Mitzvah, Malkum Tzarek, Malkum Hefsid. All right, you know, Malkum Hefsid, you're allowed to do shus. Right? So if a guy doesn't work today, build my house, it's really big Hefsid. It's a malacha d'oraisa. It's not a malacha d'oraisa. It's only d'rabbanan. So it's shus to shus. You were not. If I ask him to do d'rabbanan, I got it. That's mutar on Shabbos also. Shus to malacha hefset. Right. But if I want to ask him to do d'oraisa, I can't do it on Yom Tosheni. Why not? It's only d'rabbanan. Teretz will be the handless if it's a d'oraisa. That seems to be the mikra hakroz. We deal with it. Except the gabbi certain protein, we deal with it. Yom Tosheni has. Loshem Mechaber has all dinim like Yom Rishon, except for they are Mekel Gabi Refuah, they are Mekel Gabi Kvor Sameis, etc. Which otherwise you deal with it. It's a full fledged Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni is a very, and if you think that's not a shayla, Shul is even more complicated. Because I live in Bavel. Bisman, they were Mekadosh HaPrim here. So they made Pesach. Once they made Pesach, they started counting Seira. I found out about it, you know, a month later. I know what Shavuos is. Shavuos is totally in. I didn't know when it was, when Pesach time, but I know now when it is. The Sukkim came and said they made Pesach on this and this day. Means the second day Pesach, they started counting this year, was this and this day. Shavuos is 50 days later. You don't have to rocket science to figure out when Shavuos is. So what do you keep in 2 days Shavuos? Right? That's a very big, you know, halachic conundrum. What? Which way? Second day Yom Tov. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's because we made Nilsa Chag.
Right. Because
that's a different shaila. Because why don't we keep it? Because you can't count. The person say, when you make a zakana to count something with myself, it was. Counting something, something, say, I think today is this, maybe. It's not called counting. It's yeshivish, but it's not called counting. You know, I think maybe it's this. You know, it sounds very yeshivish. That's not a maisa sphere. Okay. So that's the cheshbon. So you always wonder why you need to. What are we doing over there? Pesach night. What we're doing Pesach night is we're saying we have a suffix how to be magder. What you're doing the mitzvah on? Are you doing the chilas matzah is the upper is the shlema or the prusa because it's shita. That's what the Torah says. So mainly we take exais, we do betziah from both of the basachas. So the point should be should do betziah and basachas. Now let's say you learn Malach Moshe and you're giving everybody the lecha mishnah from the primary matzah of the Bala Seder. Right, so what's the correct order of betziah in general? Not the night of Pesach, right? So I'm being moitzi my family, or I'm having guests. I'm being moitzi them, and I'm moitzi. I have lacha mishnah. They don't lacha mishnah. I'm being moitzi them. So what should you do? So what's the shaila? The shaila is we see clear from the Gemara, very clear from this whole sugya over here, that there's a shaila that you should bear bracha, say a bracha on a prusa rather than a shlema, because this way you can eat right away. Right, we want to be mamait on the hefsek between the bracha and the chila. The bracha should be chal immediately on the chila. Right, and all these things which are not a hefsek is all b'di'evad. It says even b'shtika, a person shouldn't be shoya. That's very clear from the whole sugya. And what's the problem? I'm busy cutting, so I'm shoya b'shtika. It's even b'shtika, a person shouldn't be shoya. Okay, so I have 15 guests. I take my chal. I go. You know. Meanwhile, it's a half a minute. So Tzitzis says, no. What you do is you betzei a piece and you eat it. So the bracha was chal, and then you cut for everybody else, and you give them out. Okay, so what do you do the night of the Seder? So I have the same shaila, right? So I break my matzah, and I break it to pieces. I give everybody their piece, and then I start eating because I don't want to start eating right away because I have a time clock, right? But according to the Tzitzis, I should. We would say a piece and eat it, then give everybody else their pieces, and then go back to finish eating my kazayis, because I'm not very good at eating and, you know, passing out at the same time. So, you know, maybe somebody is, you know, one, but normally it's what's going to happen is you're going to pause. But now my time clock is, you know, I'm on the clock, and I'm very machmer that I hold the shita is, you know, 2 minutes, you know, and you have to swallow it, b'basachas and all thing, you know, so what are you supposed to do? So Shlomo Zalman said a chiddush. He says, they have to eat from Lechem Mishnah. He says, you have to eat from Lechem Mishnah. Right? So so you can give it to him afterwards. It's a Kiddush. He says you should give it to him afterwards. He says you'll be Mitzaya, you'll eat. You put the pieces aside for everybody else. Meanwhile, they start eating theirs, and then you give it to them afterwards. Not a half stick. They didn't speak, so they got the Lech HaMishnah after they, not right away. The Tzachah Kiddush. Partially, what you should do is the Maisa. Your Tzachah should start eating. You have to eat a Kedai Shalechi L'Spras. Right? Fine. Partially, that means as soon as you take your first bite, that's your Kedai Shalechi L'Spras. No, I'm Dafka. You eat a little bit, and you swallow it. You ate. The bracha was chal. You're a lawyer, so you swallow. That's the bracha was chal. So I got to swallow. I can't just chew. I have a gewaltige einfall. I'll just chew. But that we sort of, you know, chewing is not enough. The bracha has to be chal by achila. So I have to eat a little bit and swallow. Then I get rid of their pieces. Then I go back and I eat my kilai. The achila's pras. I'm eating that matzah. No. It has to be done with Chayachil's Pras, as long as I'm not mafsik. I shouldn't be mafsik inside the bracha of a moitzi, and that I have to do hafsik. Permits it also, I understand, but I have part of my tzarek of the betziya is to give everybody else. So that I mean, oisik and tzarek, I don't have another rate, so I'm saying gavolatura. This is a form of gavolatura. But the Torah says you don't do that normally. What? I guess, okay. Right. No, some of the poskim say you should eat your kezias, and then everybody else should get. 2 minutes is a very long time when you're watching somebody else eat. Okay. They're waiting. It's a hefsek, but it's not Machaber Yevin. This is the order. The Taz, the point. Every Suda you have, the Taz has this problem, right? According to the Taz, I cut, I eat, and then I pass the people. So everyone else is waiting. Well, I'm busy enjoying my piece of challah, right? Everyone else is, you know. So the Taz is that, and there are some. I know there's by the Chassidim, they don't do that. Because it's not right that you should be eating where everybody else is sitting there waiting for the food, right? So they you know. But that's the Chor of the Taz. That's what Shabbat follows, like the Taz. Okay, I want to talk about a different point over here. And the Dima Gavra Latura is a fascinating mug and a rum. So why Gavra Latura? Because the Lacha is that you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animals. Okay? 1 second. Tzimonga Raman in Sitkat Nyilches says, it's Orkei Suda, the Asalitim Kadim Shitim Lebehemtoi. Right? Our Lishtas Adam Kadim, the halach is coming to drinking, people go first before animals. Kadashkan by Rivka, she said, she say, Gamalach Ashka. So she gave Eliezer to drink first before the animals. So you see, by drinking, Sefer Chassidim. He quotes it from Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that this din that the animal goes first. The more makes a drasha. The version says Eisav Sotali Bemtecha Veachalta Besevota. First the Bemtecha, then Veachalta. So the animal goes first before the. It didn't say mew. The version Menasati Eisav Sotali Bemtecha. The version says, listen, I'm going to feed your animals before I feed you, which means vice versa. That's what the version wants to happen. But over here, you see that was the order was the other way around. That she drank, she gave the people the drink first. So they ask on this Magen Avraham that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Chukas. That the person is going to give water, and hishkisa ha'eda ubi rum. So why does he bring a rye from Rivka? Here the person told Moshe hishkisa ha'eda ubi rum. That the order should be you feed the eda, and you feed the, and then you feed the animals, right? So Rashi says that the Mor says over there, Rashi brings Chazal that Rashi was chos al behemtim on the Mamadim Shai Yisrael. Right? Lachar, why don't you bring that right from over there? There's an interesting Yad Ephraim over here. Sarkin's very highly the Sri Rai, remember the Rachmana, it's not Rivka, it's Bersham talking. So Rivka, you know, she's 3 years old according to Chazal, you know, maybe she didn't know the halacha. She thought you're supposed to, you know, I don't know, but you know, Vesnish, right? Bersham says, Vishkiz Hayda Mirum. So he says, Archai Makadosh asked the Kasha and Chumash. This is Yad Ephraim, right? So Shas has a Kona Adam Kaidim. So Chai says, Lemidbar, they're starving, they're thirsting for liquid. So Vada, you have a Shiloh, who should you, you know, he said, listen, you might die, but I have to feed that, give the animal first. You know, obviously not. So you give the person first, then you give the animal. But Eliezer, you know, he had pizza of Derek. He wasn't so thirsty, you know, it was such a long trip. Right, he wasn't starving. You know, he was yesterday. He was back home. And he had to drink. You know, right. So, then he says, furthermore, in the case of Tsar, Adam goes first also. That so he says. So he wants to say a different shot, different dance of the kasha. So there's a fascinating Gemara, or it's a Medrash. The Gemara says a story with Alexander Mukden, that he once traveled to this place, and he met the Melech over there, and he asked the Melech if he could watch him give his judge, when the Melech was judging the case. So they came in, and there was a dentara between these two people. This person is saying that he sold a field, and he bought the field, and he found in the field, he found this Evan Toiva. So the purchaser says, I didn't buy an Evan Toiva. So you go back to the seller. The seller says, I sold you the whole field, everything in the field. I included the Evan Toiva. So each one saying the other one should get it. So the Melech says, you have a son, right? He says, yeah. You have a daughter, right? He says, I have an idea. You two of them should marry, and you give it to the children as a present. Right? So the matter says that Alexander was sitting there like being mishtaimim. He says, Lo yafadanti? I thought it was such a good idea, such a good answer. He says, no, it was a very good answer. So what are you being mishtaimim from? He says, because we would have done different back where I come from. He says, so what would you have done differently? He said, I would have killed both of them and taken the Evan Tiber for the Malchus. So the Malchus says to him, you know, where you come from, does the sun shine? He says, yeah. This is where you come from. Does it rain? There's grass, you know, there's vegetables. He says, yeah. He says, are there animals? He says, yeah. He says, it has to be. He says, what are you saying? He says, it can't be that Barsham is giving the sun and the rain for the schus of the people. That's how the people act. So it has to be he's giving him a schus of the behemoths. So it has to be there's behemoths there. They say it matters. So the Yad Ephraim says, the reason why you feed the animals is first because who said you deserve to have food? The matter state of the matter is that the reason why the person put food in the world is because of the animals. And out of animals, he let you eat also. So you have the right to eat for an animal because Mehechat Esi, it could be the animals the one who deserves the food more than you. All right. And they, therefore he says that, but when the person is making a nace, that's the Derech HaTeva, the person made the rule like that. The person is making a nace to bring water, he's not bringing it for the animals. The Russians make nisim to give the animals water. So over there, it's clear the reason why Klai's went first, because they were Zakai. So they were Zakai, and Hakai got the water first. Because they deserve to get the water. They deserve to get the water first. So he says, Yim Kain, right? So from that pasuk, it means theoretically, arguably, you should have to give the animals a drink first also. The pasuk there says that the human beings went first, because those human beings are deserved. And they could eat first also. They didn't have to feed their animals first. But for us, you know, Azube Kir, that we Taka maybe don't deserve, we Taka can't eat before, and he says maybe you couldn't, you shouldn't be able to drink before either. I, Rivka, one second. he doesn't answer because there's an answer Rivka's not a raya. They actually asked the Taina that you could be doich over there because she's feeding that. I don't remember what the cheshbon was. So why are people mocking on this? He says, why are people mocking on this? He says, Lamaisa, if you have somebody who's mumuna on the job, you're allowed to eat. So I live on a farm and I have a hired worker, so I'm allowed to eat because he's taking care of it. Even though it turns out he might not feed them until after I eat, that's not a problem. Right? If it's my achrayus, then I have a problem. So if somebody owns a turtle, right, and they remind somebody to take care of their turtle, right, so they can't eat, so they take care of the turtle. So the person said, but what about a case that the animal doesn't eat every day? So then you don't have a problem. I'm not going to wait 3 days to eat because to feed the animal. So, right. But are you allowed to carry a key on Yontif when there's no Erev for the tzarech of feeding the turtle? So that's a problem because you're not allowed to carry Yontif the tzarech of the behemoth. Is it called tzarech behemoth or called tzarech adam? Because I can't eat till I feed the animal. So it's interesting, shaylah halacha l'maisa. Right? Shaylah halacha l'maisa, right? So I wasn't sure that's called tzarech adam. What? That's instead of your tzarech. I mean, I don't really have a tzarech to have a turtle. I mean, I want to have a turtle, but the mice, the maker, the kuda, the price, I'm doing malacha, the tzarech, the behemoth, even if it belongs to you, it's a problem. I can't do it. He says, look, Sam, if I have a goyish worker, I can't do malacha for him either. I would really like him to have breakfast this way he could, you know, work for me, but the mice, that's like two stages. So, the only challenge I had was, since I can't eat till I feed the animals, the Chor Tzarech Adam to allow me to carry the key when there wasn't an Erev. Okay. What? Well, they, in general, the Mora says that, you know, they allow the animals to roam. Because I don't know, the Mora says if you keep them tied up, it's not nayach. It's not menucha for them. They're supposed to have menucha on that day, so they let them roam free. So free roaming animals, you know. So I suggested somebody in regards to the issue of walking their dog. I said, just let the dog free roam. He's very happy with that, you know. Okay. So Bez Hashem.